Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running and motivated on Twitch. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Tuesday.
Yeah, what a fun show today. And our thanks to our executive producer. His name is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
There's the 0-1 to Rizzo. And the pitch is hit in the air to deep right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone into the right field seats. Rizzo rakes again. He hits a line drive in right center into the seats. And as you well know, nobody beats the Riz.
As you well know, thank you for that. And that, of course, Brandon Fryer supplying that audio. Thank you, Brandon.
Bro, we lost two games. One of them was because Jimmy Garoppolo was being a and tried to quit before us on the last, decided not to play right before the game. So we went out there. Jacoby came out and played with a up thumb and played his heart out. But Jimmy was just being a about it all. And he's still being it. Like, that's why you can't win with a for a quarterback, first of all. So, like, that was the whole thing with him. He didn't want to come out and, like, do anything because his agent was trying to protect his body or like that, which I can't fault him for that. But, like, you should have made that decision on Thursday. Now on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, so he not going out there. So Jacoby strap up, and we lost to the Buffalo Bills, which we shouldn't have lost.
That's Martellus Bennett.
Go Patriots.
The double coverage podcast with the McCourty twins.
Complaining about another quarterback.
Yeah, going all
not
in.
Not Jay Cutler
Jimmy
this
G.
time.
Yeah. And we have Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes with us. Gentlemen.
That's our dude, man.
Yeah. Again,
look,
yeah.
I say what you want about Marty, but put that on a plaque. Put that on a plaque over the mantelpiece. You can't win with a bitch for a quarterback. I mean.
Is that what it was said? Because I think they bleeped it out. Did you supply the bleep?
That is.
So it's
that is
dumple,
so.
Dumple, we're not dumple. Allowed. We're not dumple. Allowed to say it on the air. Martellus Bennett wasn't allowed. That was a beeping noise.
That is so Martellus.
I think that's just a smart, careful producer trying not to get fired.
That is okay. So Martellus.
And how would you describe Dan then?
He is neither of those.
Not smart or careful.
Yeah. That is so great. He just threw that in as an aside.
But you should have left it to the imagination. It's always so much better when left to the imagination.
Nah.
Look, I felt it when I came in here. You know, there's a lot of White Sox negativity. I was listening to a texter earlier, Mully, that was pointing out that you are not being Mr. Brightside right now.
Every hour on the hour, it's criticized the White Sox.
They're
four
complaining
games under 500.
They're the most disappointing team in MLB.
They're six and a half games back.
Where would that person go for positive White Sox coverage?
Yeah, there you go.
There is really, if there is any positive White Sox coverage, it's not really honest White Sox coverage.
Who? Oh, boy. There he goes.
I'm not sure where you can go for it.
Someone bleep out Dan again. He's got an answer.
That's what I self-bleeped.
Okay. God.
I mean, think about it. Like, think about how – here's how I look at it. How does every White Sox fan feel while they're watching the game.
Pained.
Stressed.
There is no...
Nauseous.
Fatigued.
Yes.
There's definitely...
There's no joy in Mudville.
Heightened anxiety.
Agreed.
Mighty Leary is just struck.
Why is he batting? Is brought up to bat. What?
Why is he batting?
I said that earlier. It made no sense.
There's no numbers that support that. There's no like instinct that
what's
supports
he doing
that.
There?
Ah, but there is.
Handedness.
Handedness and?
Veteran.
There it is.
The handedness veteran approach.
Oh, the young guys have got to earn it, Mully. And the old guys, even if they're bad, don't.
But that's like the simplest equation. You're sitting in the stands. You're sitting in the dugout. You're sitting at home. What do the White Sox need with two outs in the ninth, down one? A home run.
Yep.
Something they don't hit. What's Jake Berger doing on the bench if he's not there to try to hit a home run? I don't get it.
These are the little things that add up.
Well, I mean, yesterday, it's having a right fielder that can't play right field. It's having a guy on second base that apparently doesn't know you're not supposed to get picked off. And
doesn't remember he's a catcher.
And it's trying to get a defensive replacement to be the guy that plays hero.
And are we spoiled by Luis Robert to the point where last night I expected him to catch that
Cedric
ball?
Mullins would have caught it.
Is that the same thing?
Can I show you the group chat? I will read you immediately in our group chat last night. Go back to that. Billy Donovan.
While you look, I said the Orioles outfield. If the Sox had the Orioles outfield, they would have won that game.
Lawrence tweeted, Mullins catches that ball. Ray said, hell yeah. I said, Luis has to make such plays to keep his star trajectory.
That's a good way to put it.
That is what Theo used to describe as the scouting term is making plays at the edges of your range. That's what stars do. Being able to run it down is one thing, but making those fine-tuned plays. And you know what? The same goes for Josh Harrison on that tag at third base.
Oh, his hand hurts, Dan.
Oh, see that? And the eye wash after, oh, I'm hurt. I couldn't hang on to the ball. I can't, I'm hurt. Oh, my hand. Get it out of here with that eye wash. Garbage. You got to hang on to that.
But the Sox don't make those little plays.
No, they don't. Other teams do.
Yeah.
They never, like, there's always something there. It's always something around the periphery.
Always.
Too casual. It's the casual approach to baseball.
Well,
it's the casual approach to everything. When you have that approach on a regular basis, even to the extent that where I know you guys have talked about it and we have too, it's a theme now. When you tell guys you can't go 100%, you're going to create this casual atmosphere just inevitably that creates these situations that make you want to pull your hair out.
Nausea.
We're too negative, though. Yeah. Too negative.
Too negative on the most disappointing team in baseball.
Too negative.
The biggest underachiever in baseball.
On the stomach bug answer to Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox.
I don't even think it's close. I think based on the payroll, based on the expectation level.
I mean, the Angels are right there, too. I mean
fired the manager.
They did. You've got two MVPs
Phillies.
On a team.
Phillies.
Fire the manager.
Phillies, yeah.
Yeah.
But enough. I think the Angels and the White Sox are right there for you guys are supposed to be better than this.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything about it.
What are they gonna go on this trip? I mean, I keep thinking they can win a game here and win a game in San Francisco, so they come back five under 500, but it could be like seven or eight.
They could get one from Cueto tonight. It's conceivable.
Cueto, he's
back in California too.
He'll give up three runs.
What scares me about the Cueto start is like watching the way that White Sox pitchers have handled Trout and Ohtani, and watching the way that they've spun Trout around, not just in this series, but in the series that was here.
Yeah,
they did that. And so I think the last game, I think he had a home run that last game that they played. My worry is
he's due.
Tonight's the night that those two guys are like, oh,
right.
Johnny Cueto?
Yeah.
Oh, you do your little hesitation thing? Fantastic. Watch me deposit this out of the ballpark.
It's an unpleasant experience watching the White Sox lose.
But see, that's where we're at, Mully. Mully, you and I are sitting here going, how are they going to lose tonight?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
That's the discussion.
I, you know, I'm like, oh, well, Cueto will give up three. They'll lose 3-1.
There's only one pitcher, though, that doesn't create that sort of feeling for me.
Cease.
Cease. Cease is on the mound, you're almost like, how many people can he strike out tonight?
Yeah,
it's going to be like 14 or 15.
I actually want him to stop doing that. And the reason why is because I need him to go deeper into games.
That's right.
So I can't, as much as I love him missing bats and striking people out.
If he can go seven innings while striking out 13, imagine he could probably have a complete game if he only struck out five.
But okay, let me rephrase it.
And David, the only guy who goes to the mound. It's a stupid belief on my part to not have a guy strike people out.
You're entitled to any stupid belief you want.
I completely admit that it's stupid.
That's awesome.
But when he goes to the mound, he is the only pitcher among their starting five right now that I feel like you expect good things to happen.
Dazzling.
And the bottom's not going to fall out eventually.
That's what FanDuel says for most of these games, too.
Yeah, this strikeout number now.
You can't
get any juice on Dylan Cease strikeouts now.
And you look at the starts and you look at where the White Sox, when they're favored and when they're not favored, and the difference that him being there actually makes in the eyes of people who know such things. Yeah, when they used to call it your stopper, and I think it's oddly appropriate that your stopper is named Cease.
Well done.
What have ye today?
We are locked and loaded today with some White Sox stuff. Mike Rankin, as always, was doing a really good job with some of the granular pitching data on Lucas Giolito, on his pitch mix, on the actual performance of some of the pitches. And we got to tell some truth about how hard he was getting hit early, even the outs that were being made, and what he has to be and how he has to be this. This is a work in progress. So I think we're going to do a little pitching coaching early, and that's going to lead us into a broader Sox discussion that's kind of spiraled out of control in the pre-show meeting a bit about how this all feels and what we kind of know the spell that we're under here. Ian Happ will join us at 11 today.
Nice.
We are going to eavesdrop on a conversation between Boog Sciambi and Jed Hoyer that shed some light on what's going on with the Cubs. We've got High Noon. David Ross is going to join us today. And then there's a bunch of Bulls stuff, too. We've got the ongoing Deshaun Watson hearing and everything. That's just laden with so many layers of difficult to parse legal aspects. We're going to try to.
You guys did a great job with Florio talking and about that stuff.
Yeah, she was great, and so was Mike.
Amy Dash is tremendous on that stuff.
Yeah.
Florio, too.
Yeah.
So we'll do all of it today. And there's and Billy Donovan with some pointed comments about what this Bulls season means for some guys.
Have a great show.
Thank you, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.